Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren and her husband Timothy Granison pleaded not guilty to 5 charges on Wednesday, including a felony count of illegal criminal possession of a firearm and a misdemeanor charge of endangering the welfare of a child. WXXI's James Brown has details.
This all started in May when Warren's house was raided because authorities say Granison is allegedly a part of a mid-level drug ring. Their 10-year-old daughter was found in the house alone, as were 2 unsecured, unlicensed firearms. There's been no indication from the DA's office that Warren was a part of the drug ring. Assistant District Attorney John Beezer said that these particular charges require that the defendants have knowingly possessed the guns.
Anybody in her same position, given the nature of the facts and the circumstances of the case, where the firearms were found, and ultimately given her surveillance of the case, would be charged the same way.
Warren's attorney, Joe D'Amelio, insists that Warren may not have known about the guns at all.
That is the question for the ages. What does knowingly mean? That you must know that it's there, and you must exercise dominion and control over that object. Don't believe it's true at all.
Both Granison and Warren were released after the arraignment with no bail set. Judge Thomas Leone will review motions next week. James Brown, WXXI News.